This is Focus on Issues on KFRN 1280 AM. We're taking a local look at public affairs right now, and today's focus is on the nonprofit Safe Refuge. My name is Suong Tran. Today's guests are Arthur Romo. He is the marketing director of Safe Refuge. And we also have Jennifer Lundahl. She is the clinical services director. Arthur and Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Arthur, you've actually been on the program before, but it has been some time. Why don't you start us off and tell us what Safe Refuge is?
Well, Safe Refuge, if you don't know, we've just gone under a name change. Actually, a rebranding. There has been no takeover, no mergers. Basically, what's changed is our name and our logo. And the reason for that is we're doing much more than just substance abuse. We have a lot of transitional housings for persons living with HIV and AIDS, veterans of the armed services. We have an employment program that helps people find jobs. And then we have a lot of sober living beds. So we're doing a lot more than just residential drug and alcohol treatment. Been around since 1988. Basically, we offer services to persons who could otherwise not afford it, and we're able to do this through several different fundings we have. We're funded on the county, state, and federal levels, and if I can just run through them, we have funding for persons living with HIV and AIDS, the post-incarcerated, persons on CalWORKs that's receiving public assistance benefits, Medi-Cal, persons with open cases within the Department of Child Family Services Center, parole funding, the new AB 109 post-release community supervision funding, again, our veterans overcoming homelessness, our ventures program, which is finding jobs for many of our people and other persons in the community. We're funded through the city of West Hollywood. And then we have our iStar program, which is free to any woman in our area.
Okay, yes, your agency was known as the Substance Abuse Foundation. About how many people do you serve each month or each year, Arthur?
Well, we have 92 licensed treatment beds. We have 6 sober livings within about a 4-block radius, adds another 142 beds. We usually hover around 210, 220, and then we have outpatient services for another 200 persons, domestic violence services, anger management. We'll have child abuse prevention services. So we're probably offering service to 300-plus persons per month.
Wow, okay. And do you serve all of Southern California?
Mainly Los Angeles County, but some of the federal funding, like the ones for veterans overcoming homelessness, is for persons that are vested out of Long Beach. We have Hopewell funding for persons living with HIV and AIDS. It's, you know, they can come from pretty much anywhere. And then our SMARTS program is for post-incarcerated. They just have to be incarcerated for at least 6 months. It could be jail or prison. It could even be a jail or prison out of our county.
You mentioned a rebranding, but what makes Safe Refuge different from other treatment centers?
Well, we're more like a home-like setting. We have the 12 houses and 2 apartment buildings on one city block. So our persons live in one of these homes or cottages with other recovering persons. And they don't live in a dormitory. They're not living in an old hospital setting or settings like most treatment programs are. It's more like a home-like setting. You know, they're responsible for their houses. They're responsible for each other. We try to teach them different techniques, but they usually help each other. It's one addict helping another, so we don't come here. There's no magic fairy dust. It's a lot of work on the individual, and then it's a lot of work with your peers. Their peers are the ones that help you get through this.
How long do people usually stay at the housing facilities that you have?
Our most intensive phase is our primary program. That's the initial 90 days. But everybody in our program automatically has a bed in sober living. So then we move them over to supported sober living for at least another 90 days. And then sometimes persons participate in groups and counseling for up to a year. Usually can stay into our sober housing for about up to 3 years. After 3 years, if the persons are still here, we're looking at them coming up with a transition plan. Sometimes persons will move out. Sometimes they move out together. You know, they find a roommate within our facility and they move out together, but some kind of permanent housing on their own.